the town of Jack the people. Now this is not a new wife on the street, don't make a rhythm. Really good, this coming your way like I was saying.
www.crsradio.com if you're a Facebook user. If you want to join us on this show and you have a comment or you want to ask a question, you can call us at, get this, write this down, 661-467-2407. Once again, it's 661-467-2407. You can also click the link that I put earlier, or if you go to crsradio.com on Facebook, you will be able to see the link there. You can click the link. Now, folks, on your phones, there has been some reports from Jamaica, especially, that people on the link, when the show is live, they are not able to hear the audio. It's been intermittent, and we've been trying to work it out. So if you can't hear it by clicking on a link on your phone, try your computer. That will work there. Or the call-in number will always work. Unfortunately, it's an overseas call from Jamaica, 467-2407. Hook up with us tonight. We have a fun-filled show tonight. We're going to try to make it as light as possible, as fun as possible, considering everything that's going on out there today. It's kind of a little bit difficult to have fun these days, but we need to try because, you know, we're in sweet, sweet Jamaica, like the song said, you know, I thank all them artists for that song, man, because we need a song like that in Jamaica these days. Now, the Jamaica South Coast show is actually designed to bring to our brothers and sisters out there in the UK, Canada, the United States of America, and all over the world, and to people here in Jamaica as well, the hidden gem of the South Coast, what it has to offer, and why we're so proud of the Alligator-Pawnee area, especially where I live, why we're so proud of the Treasure Beach area, despite what everything that's going on in St. Catharines, that area along the South Coast, Clarendon, you know, St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, going all the way over to the West Coast, because we think of it from the point of view of eco-community tourism. And to give you a little bit more of an explanation of what we mean by that, eco-community tourism, by definition, it is the type of tourism that helps the local economy while preserving the areas and not changing the lifestyle or income level of the community level, the communities negatively. Eco-community tourism provides sustainable income to the local, and most of, not all businesses are locally owned. You know, the income goes to the locals, not to major resorts and businesses not owned by the local communities. It's the from the owners, from the hotels, villas, bed and breakfasts, restaurants, attractions, and culturally attractive places to visit. You know, it's locally owned, the income stays in the community, and it sustains the community. It affords the locals to benefit from the resources in their own communities without much change in their lifestyle and how the village lives. This, folks, is a type of tourism that allows the locals to integrate with visitors in a much more interactive and friendly way, without the aggressiveness that comes in the areas where most resorts are owned by a few, and most times foreigners at that. This encourages locals to keep their communities crime-free, simple, clean, and welcoming to guests, both local and foreign. Hope that gives you, I just hope that gives you an idea. It is also important to note that preservation of the way of life of the villages are naturally and is also a main ingredient. And hopefully we can keep the communities that way while providing sustainable income to the communities on a local level. That, in essence, is what eco-community tourism is about. It is a type of tourism that welcomes visitors, brings what is a major resource to Jamaica to these areas, but at the same token, it keeps the area sustainability and does not change the lifestyle and the way of life of the people in the area. So in essence, that's what a Jamaica South Coast show is going to be about in the future. Tonight, to some extent as well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Alligator-Pawnee area. And as we get over the COVID-19 crisis, I will be transienting to other areas of Jamaica. But of course, now we have the philosophy, which is tana your yard. If you don't have anything for do and you don't have to go outside, don't go out and outside. Don't go out to the towns. Don't go out into the public. Tana your yard. Okay? So basically speaking, because of the COVID-19 crisis that we're in right now. Most of what you're going to hear me talk about tonight is going to be the Alligator Pond area, and also areas that I have credible information on, not social media information or other information, but credible information that I have from outside of the area that might help to inform people that's listening out there. And like, we have listeners all over the world. I mean, it's 8 o'clock, 8:10 p.m. here in Jamaica. It's 9:10 p.m. on the East Coast. It's now 6 p.m. and it's a little bit after 2 over in the UK. So there's people listening all over the world to this program. So folks, as we go along tonight, if you would like to participate, or if you'd like to ask a question or just make a comment, you can call 661-467-2407, or you can also, you know, if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, or if you're on CRS Radio, you know, drop a comment or a note there as well. We will look at it and we'll try to get back to everybody. You know, messenger, go into the chat room. If you get onto the site to listen to the show, like I said, if you're calling, just press 1. If you'd like to ask a question, make a comment, or talk about COVID-19 or the Jamaica South Coast in general, what is eco-community tourism, anything. It's an open forum. Anything that's on your mind, if I can answer it or comment or get into a discussion with you on it, I will, okay? We're going to try to lighten the show up a little bit, play a little music in between the talk so that, you know, we take a little break from everything. Like I said, I see people calling in right now. Maybe they're listening to the show. If you are, want to ask a question or make a comment on your phone, you want to press the number 1. If you press 1, I will know that you have a question. Other than that, I'm going to think that you're just listening into the show, and I thank you for joining us. And I see many people are joining us out there on social media already. So to start off the show tonight, I'm going to get a little bit more on the serious side. I'm going to try to cover what has happened the last week since the last show last Sunday night. This show is every week on Sundays, 8 p.m. Jamaica time. You can work the time zone on the eastern sea coast of the United States of America. It's 9 p.m. that the show starts. Show is usually an hour. Tonight, we're going to be going an hour and a half because last week we kind of had to extend it because there are so many people that had questions and comments on social media. If you have any questions or comments, like I said, you can hit us up on social media, Facebook, crsradio.com. This is a Caribbean radio show, and this is a knowledge station. We try to bring to you the knowledge as factual as we can get it and as straight as we can get it directly from the ground. And how much better can you get it tonight than directly from here on the south coast of Jamaica in Alligator Pond, Manchester. Alligator Pond, Manchester, my community that I retired to, that I love so much. And I'm now a very big advocate to moving along with, in addition to our fishing and agriculture, to try to develop a whole lot more eco-community tourism in this area, a beautiful area of Jamaica, beautiful people, and a great place to live. I am enjoying every second of it, even during this crisis. So folks, COVID-19, where we left off last week was the new curfew orders and the orders in place with regards to how we're to handle the COVID crisis in Jamaica. Fortunately, I would say about 90% population right now is actually adhering to and conforming with the rules and orders as been directed by the Prime Minister of Jamaica and, you know, his cabinet. Unfortunately, we do have that 10% of the people who, for some unknown reason, have decided that they don't have to follow the orders. And of course, has created a situation in Jamaica now where it is the belief and consensus of a lot of us that Jamaica might very well, if we don't change the way we're doing things, the citizens doing things, might very well go into an all-island shutdown. Folks, don't go off saying that Maurice says we're going into an all-island shutdown. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the current trend of the way some of the people, not all of the people, and I would dare say less of the people, but enough of the people that would create a major problem with this spread, the attitude of the people that are creating that problem could very well force this administration to actually go into an all-island shutdown. Not that the administration said it's going to happen, but the way things are, it could happen, and I'll lead up to why in a minute, okay? But just so you're aware, there is a curfew in Jamaica, all island at this time. It starts at 9 p.m., which is going to be 45 minutes from now, and it ends at 5 a.m. in the morning. When announced last week, it was going to go for the 7 days, which is not going to end until the 21st of April. So this current curfew ends on Tuesday, April 21st. Yes, it will be Tuesday. It ends on April 21st and it ends at 5 a.m. in the morning. So nightly from now until Tuesday morning, curfew is 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., which means that everybody except essential and exempted persons who have to have IDs that have to be going to work, to their work function. Not, can't be an essential service person going out to a friend's house during a curfew. You can be an essential services going to work during a curfew. With the exception of essential service, everybody, tan a your yard. You hear me? If you don't turn on your yard and them catch you, you're in trouble. What kind of trouble? Well, if you're prosecuted to the full extent of the law, could be $1 million fine and up to a year in jail. That's on the topic of the curfew, folks. And I challenge all Jamaicans and people abroad listening to this program right now, if you know of and see violations, please call your local police in Alligator Pond. It's 876-834-3526 and let them know and let them respond. Folks, the time to talk about informer must die and not to be a snitch is over. This is about your life, your neighbor's life, your brother's life, your sister's life, your family's life, your community's life. And folks, it's something that needs to be done because there are people out there that are disregarding ton of your yard order. And guess what? Those are very much likely to be some of the people that may very well be carrying this very contagious virus. Now, the fact of the matter is you cannot eliminate gatherings at all because you have to get food supplies, you have to be able to get your medicines, and you have to be able to get gas. And some people still have to go to work outside of curfew hours. Even that, there are restrictions in that you have to maintain your social distancing, which is 6 feet away from each other. No gatherings of more than 10 people in a given area. If you are age 65 and over and you're going out in public, you have to wear a mask. If you have any type of pre-existing conditions, you have to wear a mask. If you're riding public transportation, it's not mandated that you have to wear a mask, but it's very strongly suggested that you should wear a mask. Now, how to handle the mask? I see a lot of funny pictures on Facebook this week. It's on top of head, mask below chin, and other designer ways, just like we wear sunglasses up over our head and all of that stuff. Well, yeah, we're doing that with masks as well. Folks, you standing in line in a supermarket waiting to go into the store with your mask over your head or on your chin is not serving the purpose. When you remove that mask from your face, you do not hold the mask from the cup to remove it. Because if by chance you got any of the droplets of this virus on the mask, which is covering the area you're trying to protect, and you remove it from that area with your hands, you've got the virus on your hands. And if you don't wash, sanitize, or clean your hands before putting that hand close to your mouth or your nose or your eyes, bam, you all now got the virus headed to your lungs, and this is a respiratory disease, which means it will attack your respiratory system. There are several YouTube audios out there of people who are suffering from the virus and what they're experiencing. And the most common thing I've heard every one of them said is that they would not wish this experience on their worst enemy. Remembering, folks, you can have the virus and not be symptomatic for up to 14 days. So you could be walking around perfectly normal and you are carrying the virus. Hence the reason for social distancing. Hence the reason to stay in this very small group. Hence the reason to tan your yard if you don't have to be anywhere. Where you have, folks, is where you have to be because of a life-saving need. Like food is essential. Medicine is essential. There's not much that I can think of, folks, outside of that that's essential for life right now. It means we have to make some sacrifices. And the government of Jamaica and the Prime Minister of Jamaica and the Minister of Health have been appealing and pleading to us ever since this thing hit Jamaica. And yet we still have people who are not following the rules. Now, outside of the quarantines and the self-quarantines and the advisories, which are very much available online, you can go to the Ministry of Health. It's jamcovid19.moh.gov.jm, and you'll see it there. But we must maintain and reinforce the safeguards and measures that have resulted in our success so far. And folks, despite the latest news coming out of Jamaica, yes, we have been pretty successful with it so far. We had a major setback this past week, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. The government is trying to provide whatever resources that are needed to fight COVID-19. The government of Jamaica is taking and will be making available to Jamaica within reason. Okay? They're working their best at getting that done. Okay? We also have to understand, we recognize that we can't keep our borders closed indefinitely. However, we cannot put our population at risk of spread as a result of the additional imported cases. We have, however, considered certain protocols by which we will allow Jamaicans abroad that needs to come home to get them home in a safe environment where they can either go into state quarantine, because we can't afford to self-quarantine anymore, because we're still looking for those people that came in from March 18th to the 23rd that still have not reported in yet. And then on top of that, we know that the Alicor call center issue, where we still have about another 100 that we can't find that are possibly infected. So we cannot bring anybody else into the country until we actually able to set up a protocol by and how they will be able to re-enter the country. Okay, enough said about the warnings. The warnings are out there, folks. And here in Jamaica, you can't even walk two steps that you're not hearing a warning. Between the police going around and talking to people, loudspeakers on top of taxis going through communities announcing public service announcements, the radios, not go to a commercial break on any radio station here in Jamaica without a COVID advisory. Emails if you subscribe to MOH. Emails if you subscribe to JIS. Text messages coming in if you're part of that subscription. The Coast Guard, folks, and Alligator Fund has been hugging the coast and making announcements from the sea. So there's nobody in Jamaica that can say that they are not being educated or being instructed as to what to do and what not to do. So right now, how this virus spreads, how we contain it and what we do with this virus is very, very, very much dependent on the people of Jamaica adhering to the rules and making the necessary sacrifices. And if those sacrifices mean calling your police or calling the Ministry of Health, 1-888-1-LOVE, that's 888-1-LOVE, or 888-663-5683, report any violations that you may find. You're not telling or ratting out anybody. You're protecting lives of them and yourselves. So do not hesitate to call the authorities and get them there. And stop spreading the fake videos of incidents. For example, 2 weeks ago, they were showing a video with a very big crowd at Alligator Pond River. Police showed up here. There was nobody here. They were showing a video from 2 years ago. What kind of people in this world would want to do that and say that this is sweet, sweet Jamaica and we love Jamaica and Jamaica land we love and we're Jamaicans and we are yardy and no, we're no better than yard. Come on, folks. Let us unite on this thing. Let us forget politics on this thing. Let us get on the side of the government because they're the ones handling it and help them to handle this crisis and contain it. Because the next topic that I'm going to go on is actually the status of the cases that's in Jamaica right now. Okay, and as of this morning, the Ministry of Health and Wellness is reporting 10 more positive cases since yesterday, up to now a tally of 173. There are now 34 imported cases, 25 that are import related, 6 that are local transmissions with no epidemiological link, 14 that are contacts of cases not linked, and 6 that are under investigation. Well, listen to this, folks, and listen to this carefully. We have hundreds of call centers in this country. Hundreds. Now, there have been instructions and orders from the government of Jamaica issued for call centers as well as to how to handle this crisis. People say, well, if you're running a call center, you can't practice social distancing and you can't practice no gatherings of 10. That's not true. I ran a call center for 15 years. I know a call center is set up. I know it can be done. Yes, we can send home some of the staff to work from home. But the staff that has to support customers that insist on secure servers cannot be sent home to work from home because then they can't support the customers. So what you do is you stagger out your facility, reduce the amount of calls that you can take so that you can separate out your employees, and you ensure that the employees are not getting together more than 6 to 10 feet apart from each other. Practice the sanitizing efforts and everything like that, it can work. People say, but how come this happened? Well, folks, let me put this in another perspective. 84 of the new positive cases since yours truly was on the radio with you last week, 84 of these cases are Alarico workers related, and 4 are contacts of Alarico workers. So the doubling of our cases since last week, it's coming from one call center of the many call centers that exist in this country. Why? Because of the not following the instructions. Not because it's a call center, because why isn't there any cases in the other call centers? Point that I'm making. Right now, the doubling of this cluster, cluster is what has caused the doubling of the cases in Jamaica. And even so, Jamaica is still holding one of the best records in the entire world. And the reason for it is because the authorities, as stressed out as they are doing everything they can to enforce the rules and the orders. It's the people of Jamaica that needs to get on board now. So, folks, I'm pleading to everybody out there, okay? There are 10 new additions from today and 17 from yesterday that were not reported on in full, including 22 Alarico workers. Now, out of this, all kind of rumors have started, how this politician is in connection and have connection with this BPO and so on and so forth. Sutherland, they had one case in Sutherland, no contact cases from Sutherland, so it's a second call center now that we might possibly have a connection or a contact. The thing to understand, folks, is how the virus works. These 84 cases that doubled came from one place, but those people all had contact either by taxi or so on and so forth, and then supermarkets and wherever they went. So the increase is expected if there is that many people that got infected in that one call center, because those people don't live in that call center 24 hours a day. They go out. So the government of Jamaica issued a shutdown of St. Catherine. My problem with the shutdown is that the prime minister announced it. He says around 7:30. I clocked it at about 6:30. And in my opinion, it gave them 2 hours to 2.5 hours before curfew, which was at 9 o'clock. It is my belief that he may have, this is quarterbacking on Monday anyway, he may have been a better idea if he had waited until like 9 p.m. that night to announce it. However, it happened already, and now this is what's going on. Within the very next day, at least two people from St. Catherine left the area of St. Catherine and came into here, Alligator Pond on the south coast. The following night, three more people arrived from Portmore to the south coast of Alligator Pond. And Alligator Pond is not the only area that they ran from Portmore to escape the lockdown. Why would anybody run from a lockdown? I can never understand. Because the fact of the matter is the lockdown is there to protect you and the rest of the country. And if you are carrying the virus and you're in a lockdown area, you would be tested and you would be quarantined and you could possibly recover, which, by the way, folks, the recovery rate on this virus is very, very high unless you have a pre-existing condition that the virus attacks that immune system. So the fact is the people that left the area did so because they just did not want to be restricted at all. And some of them are of the not less than credible characters as well. Now, the very next day, we had two here in Alligator Pond. Don't know if they were caring. Fortunately, the people of Alligator Pond were alert enough and upset enough about it that they actually called the authorities. The authorities picked them up and their families and took them into quarantine and actually forced them into self-quarantine and took some in for testing. So that's a good side of that news. So far, the government has taken 1,605 samples tested. 173 of those are positive, 1,400 are negatives, and 25 are pending. The recovery rate from the virus continues to be very high here in Jamaica. Thank God for that. But folks, we do, and we have to try to work this thing out and stand in line with what the government is asking us to do. The fact that so many people are still, and even up until yesterday, it was reported that the police were stopping essential workers actually carrying non-essential people and trying to help them to get out of St. Catherine. Now, people say, you know, about a shutdown. I'm one of those people who was totally against an all-island shutdown a week ago. But with the recent events of what happened this week, I have no other alternative now but to say that, hey, look, if this continues the way it's going, I believe the government should take us into a total shutdown, because that's the only way we're going to be able to contain the virus. Because the thing is, yes, people are still going to try to get out, but guess what? A lot less will be able to move around if there's 100% shutdown, because then you can't leave your yard at all if you're seen out there at all. But then again, that's going to also stifle the economy. Businesses are going to shut down. Farmers are going to be out of business. Fishermen, the fishermen won't be able to sell their fish. Especially here in Allegheny in the South Coast, and this is Jamaica South Coast. So, what would happen if we found one or two cases here in Allegheny, folks? You guys from People of Allegheny, the group that I'm part of, you're listening to the show right now. What happens if two people or one person was found to be positive here in Allegheny? Look at Compound, look at Top Bay, look at Bottom Bay, folks. As congested as we are and as much as clusters we are, a population, the only choice the government would have would be to shut down Allegheny. The number one fishing industry, the number one industry in Allegheny is fishing. Our fish comes in from the sea to shore and from the shore to the vendors and the vendors out to outside of the community. 90% of the fish caught in Allegheny is not sold or consumed in Allegheny. It's consumed by people outside of the Allegheny area. So if Allegheny was to be closed down, folks, guess what? Them fish can't leave and nobody out there can come in to buy any. Allegheny people listening here and Allegheny people listening in the United States, Canada, England, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, wherever you are listening to this show right now, understand it. If Allegheny was to be shut down, our economy would be crippled, folks. The only smell you'd smell in Allegheny would be the smell of rotten fish. So you, the people of Allegheny, can decide, and me, a citizen of Allegheny, can decide if we're going to sit back and watch this happen, where a few bad apples can actually spoil the batch. That's our choice to make. I say, no, I'm not going to sit down and let it happen. So, folks, what I'm telling you now is this, is let us all get behind and make the sacrifices. And if we see something that is not supposed to be going on, say something. You stand in the line, somebody coming too close, tell them, hey, man, social distance. Move away. You go to a restaurant that is full of more than 10 people, don't eat in the restaurant. Tell them, look, we're going to go down to Miss Patty's or somewhere else where they're observing the no gatherings and the social distancing. The bar them that's supposed to be closed and you still hear the domino them and knock inside, report them. The quicker we do this and the quicker we get proactive with this thing is the quicker we'll get through it and it will be over with. And that is my little lecture on that. And you know what? To lighten it up a little bit and then I'm going to come on back with you. I tell people, look, if you can get a mask, Allegheny now, your mask's available in Allegheny, get it. If you have to go route taxi to Junction or Mandeville, get it. But wear your mask, people. As Mr. Pinchot would say, let's mask out, all right? Let's hear what I'm up to say about that now.
Yeah, man, the 144 Square Mile.
See the mask, them, yeah?
See them there?
Put them on. Tell them to go and get them and put them on.
Virus out there.
Outer road is panicking right now.
Corona panic.
Whole world are panicked.
Sticking on 909 day. Yeah, we're Pinchot, they tell you say. Yeah, long before yesterday.
Come on, them panic.
I know the world are crying today. Tell her to mask me, I mask out. Mask out, and some mask away, my talk bout. Talk bout, I tell them mask me, I mask out. Mask out, so long before the danger come bout. Come bout, well I mask me, I mask, I mean no business with cuss. How we make this a mask, I must a piece of fiberglass. Go get your mask fast, man, I drop a life a loss. Survive the necessary contact, wait till the crowd pass. Tell them keep it with them, touching season and cough. I mask me, I mask out. Mask out, and some mask away, my talk bout. Talk bout, true, me say mask me a mass out. Mass out so long before the danger come bout. Come bout. So tell Peter, Paul, Maxine and Sonia, wash your hands, put on your mask, use the hand sanitizer. Listen the information from the TV and the radio. Everybody panicking now. True corona attack or hell it up up ya. But I'm getting such a dangerous thing. Trouble not up ya. A global the thing spreading. You know something? No make the ship they stuck in. Turn back the plane. You don't know what it can bring. Hear everything and see what time where they spinning. The devil and the loose, so you can expect dangerous things. Almighty Father, your mercy.
We begging cause we need it urgently. They tell them, mass me a mass out. Mass out, and some a say where him a talk out. Talk out, through me say mass me a mass out. Mass out, so long before the danger come bout. Come bout. Cool down from the traveling, nothing carefree. No run down vanity, just the almighty. Coronavirus is at large, no make you money. You go use licky licky, that's the penalty. Stick it on that name. Ah yeah, weapons are still the same. Yeah, long before yesterday. Boy, some acts for him do that same. Yeah, know the world I say today. Yeah, mask me a mask. Boy, some acts are really matter. Boy, show me some mask me a mask. Well, long before them days.
Yes, folks, as Fincher says, mask out, man. Mask out. Yes, I. You know, it's all it takes us Jamaicans to be able to, within 3 weeks of this COVID-19, have about 15 million songs and lyrics out there with regards to it, you know? And that's a little bit of a funny thing going on, but guess what? It lights up the thing, but it gets the message across. I see all kind of designer masks out there now with the skeleton and the weed and the this and the, you know, the designer. Some people take it in the shape of a bra and using it as a mask. If it works, it works, folks. And it is suggested and strongly recommended that you wear a mask when you're out in public. And once again, Tana Yard, if you're not happy, I do not eat. Folks, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and this is Maurice Harrison. This is Jamaica South Coast Show. And we're bringing to you tonight some of the things that's going on the South Coast, but emphasis, as it has been for the last 2 weeks, is the COVID-19 situation. And I'm sure you can understand that. And there are people here calling in, and I have a couple of questions that have been asked and a couple of comments on some things that I stated earlier this week, and I'm going to cover it. For those of you who are on the phone, call 661-467-2407. That is for... I'm sorry, 661-467-2407. If you want to ask a question, press the number 1 on your phone. I'll be more than happy to answer it. If a Jamaican call comes in, I'm going to interrupt anything that I'm doing and take that call because it is overseas. I apologize for not being able to have you communicate any other way, because considering that I'm doing this show from Jamaica, you should be able to call me locally. I'm working on something whereby we might be able to do that in the future. I'm also working, believe it or not, on an opening song for the show. And, you know, on a lighter side, you know, this is about the Jamaica South Coast. And I have a very good friend of mine, Maxine Wilson, like a sister of mine, a fellow passionate person about Jamaica. She feels the same way about Jamaica that I do. No, we're not better than y'all. And a song is coming to open up the show, and she's wrote a poem for me. So now Floyd Pitter down here in Alligator Pond, Step by Step Band up in Mandeville. A couple other people are helping me to come up with a jingle that we can use. And this is a really lighthearted poem that tells us a little bit about the South Coast in general and Alligator Pond. And I'm just going to read it to you because I really and truly love what she did so far in this poem about Alligator Pond, and you people out there listening in from Alligator Pond and people here in Alligator Pond listening to the show right now. Just check it out and listen to this a little bit. Alligator Pond. But down here at Alligator Pond, where we all have a very special bond, where warm waters rush to shore, fishermen selling fish galore, you will surely have some fun watching the colors of the setting sun. People farm them little piece a lot, so them have food for putting on them pot. Believe me, there's no better feeling than listening to seagulls screaming or walking on the black hot sand holding your baby's hand. You can have your fish the way you like it. Carry home the rest until you want it. Buy from the little corner shop or dance all night and never stop. Love is what we give. As one big family we live. Love is all we bring, so don't worry about a thing. Alligator Pond, in unity we stand. Alligator Pond. This is our land, Let's come together, big and small, for together we are strong and we'll never fall. Jump in line and do your part. Do it from the bottom of your heart. Start your day with a swim in the river. Don't ever cheat your neighbor. Hold a drink to the nearby bar as well. Little Ochi, bunch of grape, not a far. So you see, folks, this is Alligator Pond, and this is what the feeling we have of Alligator Pond. We want to keep it that way. I see there's a call coming in from an 876 number. If you would like to speak to me or ask a question, please press 1 on your phone, please, so that I'll know you have a question. You'd have to press 1. Otherwise, I think you're just listening to the call, listening to the phone, okay? So if you have a question, press 1. I'm going to go take a call right now. Here's a call coming in. And this call is coming in from 8331. Good evening and welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
Oh, this is Connie. This is Connie, the person
who wants some of that
hand bun from your side of the world, hand bun and coffee.
Yeah, but I try.
And I'm that sea fish with the condiments and all of that on it. That steam fish. How is it going?
Yes. It's going pretty good. We've had a couple of slight issues this week with people not conforming with the social distancing and the gathering. And we had a couple of incidents where I think about 5 people made their way from St. Catherine to this area, running from the lockdown
goodness.
In St. Catherine. We found 2,
the 2
have been taken in, and the family has been quarantined. The police are very actively looking for the other 3 who might have left town by now. But besides that, we're still 0 cases here in Alligator Pond.
I'm happy to hear that because we can't afford to have this thing spreading all over. What do you think? Why do you think these people run? Don't you think it's a case of illiteracy or the adrenaline? What's so frightening about it that you think that you have to run? The first thing I would think that somebody would want to do is to run to the doctor, run to the medical persons for help, not run away. What are you running from? You can't see this enemy. I know it's frightening, scary, but we all have to cooperate.
I have a couple of theories on that. And my first theory, and I hope I don't get a lot of flack for this, but I've been in the call center business for a while, and I'm familiar with the things that happen. And I know that you possibly know that one of our highest crime rates in Jamaica right now is scamming. And
it's a
very major contributing factor to the murder rate in Jamaica as well. Well,
yes, that's
common sense. Familiar with how scammers work, common sense will tell you that where they would more likely operate is in and around call centers. Because they get a lot of their database information from employees and or unscrupulous people that are associated with centers sometimes. That's why a lot of the customers insist on no work from home. You have to work from the secured environment of the call center. Now, in saying that, you have to understand that given the window that they had, those are the people that are driving the fancy cars. They have money and they have the resources to move out of the area very quickly and go into communities where they can still maintain their freedom. Because if they're restricted, they can't operate.
Exactly.
Now, that's number 1. Number 2, just remember, if you look at the mentality of a lot of us, and I don't know if it's stupidity as much as it is just because of our course of habit and the way we are as Jamaicans, we have to celebrate. We have a party for everything. We're a very social set of people. Anything that restricts our movement, and we're also very reactive in a lot of things that we do. So restrictions and the not so credible element of society will always try to get out of areas in which there are restrictions. And of course, the fear as well of not being able to secure food, which as you can see, some of that happened because the supermarkets are overburdened, and I think the Prime Minister is going to have to now try to find a way to expand the hours and control the movement of people, even at the supermarket itself. So there's a lot of...
I think they're giving them another day.
Yeah, and you know, that might very well be necessary, but a stupidity. It's one thing I don't think about our people. I don't think our people are stupid. Our people are some of the smartest people in the entire world.
They're smart set of people, but a little bit of illiteracy where certain things are concerned. You know, they don't stop and think. And you know, something more is what I'm thinking about.
But we,
those
but
100 and odd persons, they can't find the address for.
Let me interrupt just a little bit. I didn't quite hear what you just said. But you know, the literacy part of it, a lot of our literacy, you know, and this is a problem that I have, is watching social media every day and stuff like that. And these so-called experts in the field of nutrition and experts in the field of this, they're coming up with all kind of ways that they're telling people that, hey, you can prevent COVID, you can stop COVID, and you can do this. None of that is proven, and none of that is true. And these are intelligent people that's telling us that.
It's desperation, really.
Exactly. So, go on, I'm sorry, I didn't get the second part of what you were saying.
No, what I was saying about the call center, it is said that they can't find 100 and odd of them. And why do you think that is so? They went to the addresses that were given, and nobody exists like that there. Why do you think that is so?
A couple of reasons. People move around a lot in Jamaica. Nobody stays in one place. You're in an apartment today, and within 2 months, you're out of it because you can't afford the rent, and you go hook up with somebody else somewhere else.
That's one theory, and I believe it is the fact that sometimes when a person has said that they go for a job, they participate in an interview, and they're turned down because of their addresses. So most of them you find live somewhere that, in a garrison area or in a ghetto area, and persons they discriminate against them. They don't hire them because of that. If you are from an area where you have a lot of gunmen, people are scared to hire you from that area because you might be working in a technical area where you have confidential area where you have to handle high-tech business or securities. And certain companies will not hire you coming from certain areas. So that's why people always give a wrong address.
That goes back to what I was saying initially. Those companies know that a lot of those gunmen are actually participating in scams. Scamming makes their business from getting information to information.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's a possibility too. Of course, you have those that it started working for the company at the address they've given. And of course, companies don't update addresses that often anyway. So, you know, and this happens in the United States of America too. People move. In managing hotels and stuff like that in the United States of America, you know how many W-2s next year or this year that's going to come back to the hotel as undeliverable because the address has changed because no change of address was given by the employee. So it will happen.
Yes.
I cannot happen. What I cannot understand is with the amount of information out there appealing to those people to turn themselves in, that they don't do it. That is the part that annoys me.
It is really annoying because you know that the thing is going to spread and yet you stay out there because what I understand happened at the call center, it was a young, frightened girl who went back to work. Her fiance, our gentleman, was from the States and he came down to Jamaica and was at the house for a period of time. She went to work, fell sick at work, and admitted at that point in time that she had a visitor from the States. After they appealed so many times, come in, let us have you checked. They're not saying, come in, let me put you in jail. You know, So you might find that you have a lot of them moving around like that. A lot of young people just not responding until it really happens. I went to fill my tank at the gas station yesterday, and guess what? I saw a young attendant, a young girl. So I cracked my window and I asked her, why aren't you wearing your mask? There's a dust out there, and she's sitting there all day pumping gas. So you know what can happen. Because if this thing is airborne, you don't know how you really get it. You're handling money, you're rubbing your face and doing all sorts of things. So you see, invariably, this thing will spread.
Yeah, and you know, that's why I personally feel that, I'm watching it for the next couple of days, I personally feel, and this is an opinion, that we are probably going to go for an all-island shutdown.
Yeah, I feel it in my bones too. So in the meanwhile, I urge you to take care, continue to take care, and enjoy your nice, beautiful, sleepy countryside. Eating your hand bun, don't get fat. And I wish I could get some one day again. I remember the first time I had it. I was working in Mandeville, and my friend took me down to St. Elizabeth. We stopped at Alex Curry Goat, and then we went down and got fresh scallion and all of that, and she introduced us to hand bun and the waste of damage.
Well, Connie, let's hurry up and get this thing over with so you can come down and join me. And I get hand on this every day almost. Okay. So thank you for calling.
Okay, I'll see you. And great job.
Thank you too, my dear. And thanks for calling in. Have a great night.
Okay, Maury. You too.
Okay, folks. Thank you, Connie, for that call. And yes, folks. And, you know, that kind of backs up what I was saying originally about the elements that are fleeing St. Catherine, which is kind of making it look like, in order for us to really contain this thing, the government may have to go to a total shutdown. And folks, that is something that nobody wants, because a total shutdown means two things. Number one, yes, we will contain the virus, but we're also going to be extremely detrimental to our economy. And it will be totally devastating to the South Coast and Alligator Bonnet, especially if that was to happen. And, you know, it's just two folks, is that I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's a lot of people that are taking this thing, including politicians, and making it into a political issue. And I tell you, I posted this on Facebook this week, and, you know, my comment was, I'm so sick of all these suggestions of what to do with COVID-19 without logistics on how we can implement it. For example, people say, we should be doing a whole lot more testing. I agree. We should be doing a whole lot more testing. Let me ask you a question, folks. Where's the resources to test it? When we had the 85 cases, well, less than 85 cases from Alarico, we had to send half of those test samples to Trinidad for testing because Jamaica didn't have enough facility to be able to do the test and get the results back in time. So we can always talk about more testing. We can test as much as we want. We still can't come back with results because we don't have the resources. And this is nothing new. Jamaica's healthcare system has been lacking for decades through different governments as well. So really and truly, it goes right back to it. Forget about the testing right now, folks. What we need to do is contain it. And no matter how many testing you do, the positives are going to come if you don't maintain your social distancing. And if you don't do your gathering, you don't tanner your yard. Because no matter how much you test, you could have 1 million people tested. Okay? The fact of the matter is, you're going to end up the virus spreading unless you follow the orders. And there's a question coming in. Not a caller has a question, and I'm going to go take that call right now. And I'm going to ask this caller. It is on 4441. Welcome, caller. Welcome to the show. How was your night tonight?
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for asking. Thank you, Maurice, for taking my call. I am listening to you, and your show is so informative. It can't be clearer. I am looking at the the take that the Prime Minister, and I have to say big up this Prime Minister here, for once I'm thinking that Jamaicans are really getting this together. I was so proud until this thing came up where we had the situation here. But you just spoke something, you said about resources, and I'm thinking, and I'm almost kind of trembling here. If Jamaica doesn't have the means to do tests, and we're talking about 80 people, what will happen if people don't listen and you really have a spike? I don't think we have enough medical workers. We are not probably prepared. I understand that the National Stadium is probably on call for a possible outbreak. But I think that people won't understand because they're not correlating testing and availability of personnel and everything that goes to contain and treat this virus. So I think that a little bit more had to go into education, like what you just talked about, just resources. What kind of resources do we have? So Prime Minister, realize that we don't have the resources in Jamaica. I mean, this tight shutdown has to happen, or else it is going to be devastated. And this is what I think that your show is helping. As far as I'm concerned, I'm listening to you intently every week. Your show is helping to bring this information out there, and I hope that folks are listening and kind of get a better understanding of what has to be done in order to really contain. And just getting out to get some frolicking going on and endangering everybody's life because we don't have the resources to treat this if we have really a pandemic situation in Jamaica. And thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I thank you for calling. And you know, in response to what you just said, I think that was almost what I said just before you came on with the question. And that is exactly, you hit the nail on the head right there. We have 2.7 million people in Jamaica. We could have 2.7 million test kits right now. What difference does it make if 2.7 million came up positive right now? What are we going to do? So the idea, folks, is not to worry about the amount of testing that's being done. The idea is to worry about the people that are coming down by the river when they're not supposed to. The people that are gathering by the supermarkets and the stores and outside and when they're not supposed to stay inside. So at least, if the virus is within you or your family, it stays in one place and doesn't go anywhere else. That means that we will need less test kits. And they, like you said, call it the National Stadium. It's actually the National Arena they were going to turn into a facility. But even then, that's only going to give us about another 100 bed spaces. That's it. So the thing is, folks, is to understand that with all the testing and having ventilators and all of that stuff and not having ventilators, none of that matters as much as not getting the darn virus to begin with. We know that people are going to get the virus, and we know that the most susceptible in our society are the ones that are going to need all of this stuff. But if everybody starts testing positive because of a can't turn on a yard, it's going to make it worse for sick and our elderly and the people who are going to need it the most that are actually not going out and violating as much as you all are. You're actually saying to me, you know, you're advocating a shutdown. No, I do not advocate a shutdown. I just ask those that think it is not now necessary. How do we handle this current situation, especially right here in Alligator Pond, folks? The fact is, police comes by and checks the river. They can't stay on the river 24 hours, 7 days a week. And I use the river because I live right by the river. So I can see what's going on over at the river. And the fact of the matter is 90% of the people that are coming down to the river are not even from the Alligator Pond area. They're coming from areas outside of Alligator Pond that there has been known infection. And when they come in, they're not actually supporting the vendors on the river. They're coming in with their own liquor and food because the bars are closed. So instead of, they can't go to the bars in the neighborhoods that they're in. So they come to the river to celebrate. Thug Boss, her comment was, these people don't hear at all. They don't have to, they don't have to life, they don't value the life to live. They don't have family. Honestly, me give up on Jamaica right now. My response to her is, no, don't give up on Jamaica, my darling. Don't. Jamaica is still the best place on earth. Nowhere no better than yours. Okay? Charles Maxwell Biles appreciates the updates on Jamaica. And Charles, I will continuously bring these updates to you, my brother, and everybody else, because guess what? The fact of the matter is, people abroad can help us by speaking to their families and relatives here in Jamaica about how to help contain the virus and help keep Jamaica ahead of most of the rest of the world on this thing right now. Andrea Peart, Flores, call the police. You can take a stand if you want to protect your area. I'm sure if you call the police, they will come back. Yes, they will. But what do you do? Call the police 24 hours, 7 days a week. Alligator Pond Police has a lot of other things to do in a lot of other areas in which bars are being opened illegally. People are gathering. There's other crimes that they have to address. Bottom line is this, communities, we have to take South Coast, Jamaica South Coast, we have to take responsibility for what happens in our communities and lock them out and say, look, you're not coming into our community right now because we don't want any virus here and we don't want it to spread. Jackie McDonald, we must stay at home and have social distancing. My good high school friend, Messiah Marshall, not trying to give you a hard time, but I'd be careful with my boasts about how well Jamaica was doing. Less than a week ago, Jamaica had around 57 cases. We have at least 143 cases today. Well, it's at 173. If my math isn't too far off, that's an increase of over 100% easily. How many countries have had 100% increase in the case over the last week? Absolutely correct, Messiah. Absolutely correct. But guess what? There is a bright side of that. And that 100% is 100% because our rate was so low to begin with. That's number one. Number two, the 100% increase is coming from one place, one cluster. Not a whole set of clusters. Almost 100% of these new cases are from one place, which is what initiated the shutdown of St. Catherine. And because of what happened in St. Catherine, looks like we may very well have to shut down the rest of the country. Trisha Thompson, very dedicated person, community leader. Wish we had many more community leaders like that in this area. Thank you very much for your cooperation and your help in this community and your concern for this community. My cousin over there in San Diego, Yvonne Bonnell, who continuously, okay, is checking up on me and checking up on the area and want to know what's coming on out of Jamaica. If people outside of Jamaica can care so much about our community here on the South Coast, well, why can't we? That's my question. Now, we have the cynical ones. Okay, well, actually, before I go to the cynical ones, let me also thank this Diana McIntyre Pike, CEO and founder of the Country Style Tourism and Community Tourism, who always plays an effective role in communities and has Alligator Pond as one of her main areas that she, you know, she really and truly is paying a lot of attention to Alligator Pond because we want to make sure we keep this part of the South Coast from being endangered from resorts and big takeovers, but still make these communities sustainable. And of course, we have the cynical ones who one person wrote, all I see is cars in the photographs that I posted on Facebook. I posted some photographs on Facebook of the cars gathered by the Alligator Pond River folks. And the reason I posted photographs of the cars is because from where I live, that's all I can take photographs of. But knowing the area and explain it in my post that 90% of the people on the river were outside of Alligator Pond. So she wants to know, all I saw is cars out there. Well, darling, nobody lives on the river. So guess what? Those cars must have gotten here somehow. And each of those cars had 4, 5, 6 people in it. And where they gathered, by and around this little area by the river where the vendors are, because the vendors have chairs and tables out there. So they use that, bring their liquor and their food and their alcohol, and they put it out there. Okay, well, Craig. And then there was a young lady that said to me, well, you were able to put these pictures online. Doesn't that mean that you were there too? No, it does not. What it means is that I'm a neighbor that lives right beside the river, that from my balcony can see what's going on over there. And as a concerned citizen, I will monitor what's going on there, because it's for the safety of myself, the people around me that are abiding by the rules, the vendors over there that would wish that people would not do it, and the people in the community. And yes, even the very idiots that's over there that's doing it, it's in the interest of their life as well. Howard Hendricks, another former Monroe boy, boy on me. He came down here a couple of weeks ago. He went to get some, wanted to get some fish. I was there with you. I was so scared. Folks, even the fishing in Alligator Pond, the main industry in Alligator Pond right now is creating a threat. Because when the boats come in, they run to the boats and they gather by the boats to try to get the best fish. Folks, wait your turn. Form your lines. Stay 6 feet apart. Wear your masks. Okay? It's as simple as that, folks. Angela Turnbull, good job, Maurice. They'll give thanks later. People should call the police if and when they gather again. Also, something I've always wondered about, when people bathe in the river, do they use soap and other bathing stuff? If they do, that would be harmful to the river and the environment eventually, no? Yes and no. The people that bathe in the river, because it's such a small community, you might find maybe 3 or 4 people that may actually use soap in that river. That river is a large volume of water that's continuously flowing out to sea. So the particles per million would be totally minute and not even readable if samples were taken. And by the way, the Ministry of Health is in here almost every week, every 3 weeks, taking samples from the river and testing the water. The water, the river, you have to understand how Alligator Pond River runs. It's a continuous flow of water going out to sea. But she brought up a good point, the environment in the southeast, the south coast. And the problem is unfortunately, we do have the situation with the plastic bottles on our beach and the disposals of those bottles and aluminum foil from the fish and the dumplings being wrapped into. And, well, in past, the styrofoam, but of course, styrofoam is now banned in Jamaica. So now we're going to other methods. But yes, and we do also have the overfishing of the parrot fish, and we also have the same draw. So there's a lot of things. And Angela, you have some concerns about the environment and a legitimate concern. And yes, if this area was to be developed, just remember, on the north coast, there's much more pollutants going into the water over there, and people are not bathing in the rivers and the seas over there. That's because the volume of waste that's going into the water on that side is actually readable. Whereas on the south side, it's a minute amount of people. It's not that they come down with soap and in a bathe and stuff like that. They actually just spend a lot of time in the water swimming around and bathing. And to clarify, okay, folks, it's common sense, you know, okay? It's total common sense. And I personally am not advocating a shutdown. Please, folks, do not believe for one moment that I'm advocating a shutdown. Once again, if you're listening in, you're listening into the Caribbean Radio Show. This is Maurice Harrison, and this is the South Coast Show. We're here weekly, Sundays, 8 p.m. for an hour. Today it's an hour and a half, and that's because of the COVID coverage that we're doing. If you would like to speak to us, you can call in at 661 467-2407. Go to Facebook and on CRSradio.com and look up the various shows that come on. There's a lot of information on Caribbean Radio Show, from musical shows, historical shows, just folklore shows, doctors, nutrition, people talking about domestic abuse. Just get on the site and look at the schedule. Next week, I'm actually going to try to give you schedule of what's coming on. I'm going to try so that you can know that this radio show, the Caribbean Radio Show, is really the knowledge station. Once again, the call-in number is 661-467-2407. If you want to speak to me, press 1 on your phone, and I'll be more than happy to take your call. So I'm just running around 13 minutes now. I'm going to take a little short break, and then I'm going to come right back to you. I want to tell you what, folks, back, I'm going to reemphasize, stay at home, okay? Stay at home. Stay at home if you don't have to go out.
Now hear this. There's a virus on the loose and it don't mean no good. So be careful and safe and stay home like you know that you should. Lord. There's a new brand virus and this virus are no joke. Hear them cough and not choke. There's a new brand virus and it strike on no heart. They better say, are you yard? Everybody fall but COVID-19. In the gossip you heard and the news you have seen. It's a big bad virus that a new pandemic. And it has spread fast due to lack of hygiene. It happened in December 2019. A man in a China and yam pangolin. And soon him start sneeze and him hand never clean. Now them look with the cure, them look the vaccine. There's a new run virus and this virus are no joke. They hear them cough, I'm not sure. There's a new run virus and it's right. Oh no, ah. They better stay at your yard. Ever since then, nothing gone like before. Them shut down every club, them shut down every store. Make people can't go a dance anymore. Make us musicians cannot go on tour. Bad for the party people, maybe good for the loaner. Bankruptcy a threat now for every business owner. Ring ding in the Munster, Bongo, Roll of Barcelona. Happy stay at home, can we not want catch corona? New brand virus and this virus are no joke. They hear them cough, I'm not sure. New brand virus and it strike, oh no, ah. They better stay at your yard. Bird flu, swine flu, Spanish flu, what have you? If you want to stay safe, here is what you can do. First of all, stay at home, clean it up, take a look. Play with your family, discuss or read a book. Don't go a restaurant at home you can cook. Don't have to go a party by hook or by crook. Talk to your friend them online upon the phone. Do anything you want, only do it from home.
Stay at home, sister, stay at home. Don't let your mama down, don't be a run around. Stay at home, brother, stay at home. Don't let your daddy down, don't be a run around.
All the way from Wuhan City to Buenos Aires. People, them a panic, them a want catch the virus. That coming like a wrecking ball, just like Miley Cyrus. We find the vaccine quick, scientists are desirous. New run virus and this virus are no joke. Hear them cough, I'm not sure. New run virus and it strike, oh no, ah. Better say, ah, yo, yeah. There's a new run virus and this virus are no joke. Them cough, I'm not sure. There's a new brand virus and it strike. Who no ask? They better stay at your yard.
Stay at home, sister, stay at home. Don't let your mama down, don't be a run around. Stay at home, brother, stay at home. Don't let your daddy down, don't be a run around.
Virus and it strike, oh no, ah. New run virus and it strike, oh no, ah. They better stay out your yard.
Yes, folks. Stay at your yard if you don't have to go anywhere. Stay at your yard. We're in about 9 minutes to go. You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is a Jamaica South Coast show. And if you have some last-minute questions or anything you'd like to ask or comment about, the number is 661-467-2407. This is Maurice Harrison, your host. I'll be here with you every week for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and we will be talking about the Jamaican South Coast. Tonight's show, we mostly spoke about COVID-19 for obvious reasons. Now, folks, we had a show where we spoke about the concerns, the problems, the issues, and everything else. But you know what? I would like to issue some really good shout-outs here tonight to some people and, you know, really thank them wholeheartedly. Personal experiences and contacts and, you know, within social distancing and remotely, helping to try to help in the communities here on the South Coast. Denise Wellington, wife of Dr. Wellington in Mandeville, who her concern and her passion for the South Coast and developing the South Coast and keeping the South Coast, you know, secure and safe and welcoming. I thank you for your help. I thank you for all the help that you're doing. I thank you for your help in the medical field, in the pharmacy. You're in the Villa Road Pharmacy, your warnings, your talking to people about what to do to prevent this virus from spreading. I would like to give a big, big, big shout out to you about that. Trisha Thompson, once again, can't say enough about the work you do in the community, New Forest all the way down to Alligator Pond, and your passion for this community. I know stuck in Kingston where you are right now that you're just dying because you can't be in the community as much as you want to be. You can't even be here anymore, and you're just dying for this thing to be over. But even as remote as from Kingston, you're still contributing heavily. Mrs. Diana McIntyre Pike, you have always been a stalwart in community development, and thank you as well for your help. Kadine, darling, you have no idea, Kadine Witto over here in Alligator Pond, public relations officer for the Police Youth Club, how much you contribute to trying to keep our community safe, and especially in monitoring and trying to advise people. Kadine actually owns a bar. Her bar is to be closed, put her totally out of business. Guess what? She went and she found another way to make a living. She started buying chicken parts and started frying chicken and selling chicken because that's allowed, and doing it on a delivery basis so that, you know, there's no threat of spread. So you see, folks, these are people who actually care about the communities. And, you know, one final before I go, I would like to say a big, big shout out and congratulations to the Alligator Pond Police for acting on enforcing COVID-19 rules. Sergeant Patterson, especially your dedication, sir, with responding to the calls and coming down here by the river, you know, and appearing with the officers by the river and giving instructions to the vendors. In a small way, you come in, you come in the mornings and you lecture the vendors as to what they should do so the vendors can carry on with, you know, the understanding that if you have to come back, it's going to be problems. And, sir, for the most part, they're following it. And I thank you so much for it. And the rules and regulations, folks, that Sergeant Patterson, the Alligator Pond Police, has come up with for the Alligator Pond River, I'd just like to pass it on to you, for all you folks, because this river, folks, is an extremely welcoming area and a very fun place to be, and is really a hidden gem and something to be enjoyed by all. And even with the current crisis, people can actually come here and enjoy it and still stay within the context of the rules. The beach is big enough. It's just that people tend to want to just congregate right there in the vendor area instead of just going over to the beach area and separating out themselves. And, you know, if they would just follow the orders, the river can and the sea can still be enjoyed. First of all, the vendors can sell food. Buyers must leave the cooking and the vendor area, not gather. So in other words, folks, you want a nice, sweet, good tasting fried fish and dumplings from Bungo and Blacka and all everybody else out on the river? Yes, you can still come in and buy it. but leave the area, walk across the river and go out by the seaside and eat it. Not in groups of more than 10, but in small groups, and sit down out there on the sand and eat your fish and your fried dumpling. No problem there, that's allowed. Just don't gather in the cook shop areas. Swimming is allowed, you know. It is allowed in the river and the sea. Just maintain your social distancing and the no gathering. Okay, the residents from Alligator Pond who come down and bathe in the river occasionally, you can do that as long as you keep your social distancing. Orders are set out under the Disaster Act and they must be followed. The police cannot be here 24 hours, friends. So we have to help our citizens, okay? The police comes back during the day. Thank you, Sergeant Patterson and Alligator Pond Police. Really appreciate your work. Great job. Although citizens, we should not have to burden the police with protecting our own lives, folks. It's our lives. Like Neville Paul Alleman has stated, I just can't understand why some people the world over can be so stupid, obstinate, even when it comes to their own health and welfare. Dead on target, 100% correct, my brother. Jay and French, not so bad at all, as long as they can go in before curfew and adhere to the distancing. That's it, folks. You can do the stuff you want to do, just adhere. And with that, folks, I'm going to bid you good night and thank you for joining the show. Hope you got something out of it. And please, folks, please spread the news. Spread the show. Tomorrow, send this link around. Share it so that other people can hear what we spoke about here tonight. Take our advice. Get rid of this thing quickly so that we can go back to some normalcy and y'all can come down here and enjoy a few red stripes with me on the beat. In the meantime, in due time, I see you all next week as we wrap up this show tonight. You all have a good week. Thank you for joining me. Hope you got something from this show. Good night, everybody. Stay safe and tanner your yard, okay? COVID-19 about. Stay home.
Government of Jamaica is prepared to deal with the occurrence of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. Increase the awareness of your own health and the health of those around you.
Jamaica, mass up, coronavirus, they are mass up. Glove long sleeve, don't wear short shorts. Put on your face, man, suit yard up. Mass up, COVID-19, they are mass up. It come to kill with your but together we are fighting. Mass up, I'm a brat note. First effect, that a sore throat, difficulty breathing, dry cough and more. Easy catching taxi, transport a man a try run from the virus, spam boat. Strap with the thing in a me transport, sanitizer, Lysol. When me a go road, wash your hand often, use water and soap. Coronavirus, not take it for joke. Mass up, coronavirus, they are mass up. Glove long sleeve, don't wear short shorts. Put on... It come to kill with your bone, together we are fighting. Mass over my broad note. Some man said them bad, but the virus badder. Make me tell you something will solve this matter. Drink water till you have weak bladder. Corona reach a yard full sub comma. Don't let the Clorox wipe and such. Killer virus are the killer virus. As some call it, your life is to minus. We have our corona while it a fight us. Mass up, coronavirus, they are mass up. Glove long sleeve, don't wear short shirt. Put on your face.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.